Chapter 49. Jen had dressed her apartment for Jesse's arrival. The bed was made with a dressy spread and ornamental pillows. She had lighted candles, put out crystal, filled the silver ice bucket. She hugged him when he came in. "Oh boy," she said, "I feel so safe with you. I mean, Sonny's great and Spike, but I never feel with anyone the way I feel with you."
"That's probably true for me too," Jesse said.
"With me?" Jen said. "Safe?"
"Something," Jesse said.
They stood with their arms around each other for a moment, then stepped apart. "What's in the envelope?" Jen said.
"I'll show you in a while," Jesse said.
Jen brought him a drink and one for herself and sat on one corner of the couch with her legs tucked under her. Jesse sat at the other end. Jen raised her glass to him. "Well," she said, "here we are."
"Yes."
"No matter what happens," Jen said, "somehow we keep blundering along, connected to each other."
"I know," Jesse said.
"What is wrong with us, Jesse?"
"Different things, maybe."
"What do you mean?"
"Maybe what's wrong with me isn't what's wrong with you."
"And yet," Jen said, "here we are."
Jesse nodded.
He picked up the brown envelope from the coffee table and took out 2 8x10 photographs, enlargements of the pictures Sonny had found. He put them down on the table side by side in front of Jen. Jen leaned a little forward to look at the pictures. The moment she saw the photographs, Jen said, "Oh." Jesse waited. "What are these pictures?" Jen said.
"You and a guy," Jesse said.
"Where'd you get them?"
Jesse shrugged.
"I don't know this man," Jen said.
"The guy with his arm around you," Jesse said.
"This guy? With your head on his chest? Him?" "Oh, Jesse, don't be jealous," Jen said. "You know how I am."
"If I knew how you were for sure," Jesse said, "maybe my life would be simpler."
"I don't even know that man. We were just at some beach party somewhere, just kidding around."
"His name is Timothy Patrick Lloyd."
"Could be," Jen said.
"You know him?"
"Not really," Jen said.
"His email address is in your computer," Jesse said.
"My computer?"
tpat@cybercop.com, Jesse said.
"God damn you, you searched my apartment."
Jesse shook his head.
"I didn't give you a key so you'd come snooping around," Jen said.
Jesse didn't speak.
"You bastard," Jen said.
Jesse said nothing.
"I had a nice dinner ready," she said.
She began to cry. Jesse took in some air and sat. Jen sobbed. Jesse waited.
After a time, Jen said to Jesse, "Give me a napkin or something."
Jesse handed her a cocktail napkin from the pretty arrangement on the coffee table. Jen patted at her eyes with the napkin.
"It was going to be a nice evening," Jen said.
Jesse nodded.
"I don't have many of those anymore," Jen said.
Jesse nodded at the pictures on the coffee table.
"That's your stalker, Jen."
"I don't..."
Jesse put up his hand as if stopping traffic.
"We both know it," he said.
"Did he rape you?"
Jen teared up again and put her face in her hands and shook her head.
"No, he didn't rape you," Jesse said.
Jen slid down the couch and pressed against Jesse with her face against his chest. He put an arm around her. She cried quietly.
"Did he rape you?" Jesse said.
She didn't answer.
After a time, Jesse said, "There's nothing so bad I can't hear it, Jen."
His voice was hoarse.
"We had sex when I didn't want to," Jen said.
Her voice was muffled against his chest.
"If that were rape," Jesse said, "most of the women in America would have a case."
Jesse could feel her head nod slightly against his chest.
"Did he rape you?" Jesse said.
"You'll never..."
"There's no never, Jen. I don't know what's wrong with us. I don't know what we're doing, and I have no goddamn clue where we are going. But whatever and wherever, there's no never between us."
She raised her face a little from his chest. Her eyes were red and her eye makeup was streaking.
"Is there an always?" she said.
Jesse looked down at her. The question hung in the silent room like blue smoke. Yes, Jesse said. I don't know what kind of always, or what kind of life it implies, but yes, there will always be an always between us. The blue smoke that was only a metaphor seemed to dissolve. Jen put her head back against his chest. She stopped crying. They were quiet. Then she said softly, "No, he didn't rape me." Jesse patted her shoulder. "I told him I'd been an actress. He was impressed," Jen said. "He told me he'd love to use me in some of his marketing and promotion venues. Public appearances, modeling. It would have been a wonderful career boost." Jesse continued to pat her shoulder. Jen's voice was tranquil, as if she were talking of a happy childhood. "So we had a little fling," she said. Jesse nodded. "But nothing worked out much. He didn't ever seem to have the right spot for me in what he was doing. And he wasn't that much fun." They were quiet while Jen remembered how much fun Tim Lloyd hadn't been. "There's a lot of men like him," she said. "A surprising number of them. They're eager for sex, but not very good at it. They just wanted to sort of..." She paused, aware of Jesse.
"Wham bam, thank you, ma'am," Jesse said.
"They're mostly interested in their own experience," Jen said. "And they're just not very adroit." "So sex with Tim Lloyd wasn't worth it for its own sake," Jesse said. "God," Jen said. "That sounds ugly."
"It is what it is," Jesse said.
"It wasn't working out," Jen said. "The last time we were together, I told him that it wasn't. And he wanted to know why, so I told him."
"Including the part about not being adroit?"
"Yes."
"Ouch," Jesse said.
"He asked," Jen said.
"And you were sick of him?"
"Yes," Jen said. "He said he wasn't going to take that answer. He said it was my fault because I never told him. He said he wanted to have sex again and I should show him what I wanted."
Jesse felt the muscles tighten in his back and shoulders. Jen felt them too.
"Are you all right?" she said.
"There's nothing I can't hear, Jen. It needs to be said."
"I told him no. I told him we were talking about impulse and emotion, not, for God's sake, training."
"If he had to ask," Jesse said.
"Exactly," Jen said. "He was furious. I could tell he wanted to force me. But he was too spent. He wouldn't be able to erect, and we both knew it. Tim never had a fast recovery."
"So he left."
"Yes, but he said he wasn't accepting what I said and that I'd be seeing him again."
"So there was the threat of rape."
"That's what I heard," Jen said.
"And then he began to stalk you."
"Yes."
"And you were scared and came to me claiming you had been raped."
"Yes."
"Did you think I'd kill him?"
"No, oh God, no, Jesse. I was just scared, and when I'm scared, I run to you."
"And you didn't identify him as the stalker because you didn't want to get caught in the lie."
She nodded her head against his chest. "That was one reason."
"And you didn't want people to know the nature of your relationship," Jesse said.
Jen nodded again. "I'd been fucking him as a career move," she said.
"You were in a box," Jesse said. "You didn't want to be unprotected and you didn't want him confronted."
"Yes."
"So what did you think was going to happen?"
"I didn't know. I was paralyzed. I just denied everything."
"I know," Jesse said.
"You remember that time in L.A. when I found the scotch in the glove compartment?"
"Yes," Jesse said. "I understand."
They sat quietly. Jen had stopped crying. After a time, Jen said, "What are you going to do?"
"I don't know. I'll ask Sonny to stay with you until I figure it out."
Again, they were quiet. Then Jen said, "I've never even asked you about that murder case in Paradise."
"Coming down all over me," Jesse said.
"You didn't need me to add in my own troubles," Jen said.
"I did," Jesse said. "I do. I just need a little time to figure everything out."
Will you tell Sunny?
Yes, Jen nodded.
She'll think I'm awful, Jen said.
Sunny doesn't make that kind of judgment, Jesse said.
Do you love her?
Sort of, Jesse said. More than me? Jesse took a deep breath and let it out slowly. Less, he said.
Jen nodded again. What's going to become of us, Jesse?
God knows, Jesse said.
No, Jen said. I don't think he does.